when Governor-elect Walker said last week that the loss of $800 million in federal funds for high-speed rail would be a victory for Wisconsin, it appeared to touch a nerve with labor groups and other backers of rail. At a Monday afternoon rally in Milwaukee, labor leader Sheila Cochran criticized Walker's use of the word victory.
When he stood there and he said victory, I said, victory where? Where in the recesses of his mind does he find a victory in this type of defeat?
Cochran says Walker's opposition to high-speed rail will jeopardize getting other federal funds, and she says in the next few years, labor groups will keep track of jobs lost by the Walker administration. She says you can already count the construction jobs lost when the state halted work on the Milwaukee-Madison track, and jobs that may be lost at Milwaukee train car maker Talgo. Labor and community leaders will try to keep more heat on the governor-elect at a town hall meeting this Thursday night. The state Democratic Party has put up a wanted billboard of Walker, suggesting he's killed thousands of jobs. Meanwhile, some Milwaukee-area business executives are trying something different. They're circulating a letter to Walker that says they're gravely disappointed over losing $800 million that could have been invested in Wisconsin, and say that it will now be up to just Wisconsin taxpayers to improve freight rail track in the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.